you have fun for us, don't you?
I do. 7:40 here on the ticket. You're listening to the Hot Push. Myself, Mike Soroy, Davey Lane. We have DJ Ringenberg doing tickers. We have Killer producing the show, and Trey Trey at the helm for the vacationing Jer. Coming up in 15 minutes or so, we're going to have, of course, the emergency break of the week. But we're not going to ape all of the Musers Friday staples. In lieu of scatter shooting right here, I decided we're going to play a little game, a little in-house game between the three of us. And, of course, you have a new story. The Scripps Spelling Bee was last night. And I thought, okay, let's kill a segment by having Gen X Davey Lane and Mike Soroy try to take their hand at spelling. Now, do you guys have any Spelling Bee experience in your educational past?
Mine has been turned into an open that we play 10 to noon. I don't remember what grade. I hopefully like third, but I think it was like fifth. I was eliminated by misspelling the word moose, which I spelled M-O-O-S-E.
Okay.
I didn't use letters, and I was eliminated for... That's apparently a rule, is you have to use letters.
Sound it out.
Yeah. And I was kicked right out of that particular term.
You were trying to write that on your hand, like the kids in the spelling bee do?
Yes.
In fifth grade, I was my classroom champion, and then I was immediately eliminated in the school-wide competition.
Okay,
hey,
well...
Take it, though.
Maybe both
flags
of you...
fly forever.
Maybe both of you can get some redemption today in the first ever KTCK Hot Push Spelling Bee. Now, these aren't like really hard like script spelling bee words. You should be able to get some of these. Some are a little more tricky. Of course, some are ticket related. Some are names and some are athlete names. So we're just going to go at random. Now,
we can't write things down. We have to use our mental chalkboard.
Yes, and you can't use your computer right now, Soroy.
Can we ask for like etymology or a sentence or anything?
You can ask Killer, who's our guest judge, for a definition of the word, word origin. He can use it in a sentence, or if we have it, we have an audio aid.
Oh wow!
In form of a drop. So, our first word. Who wants to go first?
Dave.
Dave gets to go first. Okay. Now this word is a name. You saw him last night. He scored 42 points in the Milwaukee Bucks Game 2 loss to the Suns. The last name of one Giannis Antetokounmpo.
A-N-T-E-N-N-E-N-E-N-E-N. K-O-O-P-O.
Sorry, that is incorrect. The proper spelling is A-N-T-E-T-O-K-O-U-N-M-P-O.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Even our 44th president, Barack Hussein Obama, had trouble saying that back in the day.
I would have no chance.
No.
So, but because there's only two of you playing, we're not going to eliminate one of you if you get it wrong, so we'll just keep pressing on. Our next word is... Mike Soroy.
Yes.
Regonk. How do you spell regonk? A verbal stumble by former Midday Ticket ticker anchor T.C. Fleming.
Can I have Killer use this in a sentence?
Yes.
Okay, I'd like that.
Jordan Spieth totally regonked that shot out of the trees.
There's a lot of debate on what you hear when you hear that, but I think the traditional spelling, at least according to the website... is R-A-G-O-N-K, regonk.
And that is correct.
Regonk. Yes.
Mike Soroy with the point. Davey still looking to strike here in the first ever Hot Push Spelling Bee. All right. Our next word, often misspelled, we've often been this, drunkenness, Davey. The word is drunkenness.
D-R-U-N-K-E-N-E-S-S.
That is incorrect. I'm sorry.
Damn. I thought you had it.
There's a double N in drunkenness.
Drunkenness,
yes. The state of being intoxicated, intoxication.
It is break time. 7:25 the time. Tons of big fights available left.
And there's an example of Mike Soroy. And it goes back to sir. Back to you. Our next word is bananimated.
Ha!
The word is bananimated, but we need the proper spelling.
B-A-N-A-N-A. Well, there's not a real... Okay. M-A-T-E-T.
That is correct.
Bananimated.
Yes.
He gets made-up words, and I get real words. How is this
Luck
fair?
Luck of the draw.
Okay, if you want a made-up word, our next word, Davey, is metal bats.
Okay, can I have an audio helper?
Live or...
You want to do it live?
They have metal bats, too, which I didn't realize until I got there.
And they have metal bats, too, which I didn't realize until I got there.
M-E-T-A-L-B-A-T-S.
Very good, Dave.
Thank you.
No space.
All right. Yeah,
so
there's
now
no space.
It's Soroy 2, Dave Lane 1. Our next word is a name. Okay? Sports name. He could be your starting center this year. Second-year Cowboy, Tyler Biadasz. How do you spell Biadasz?
Okay. I can see it. B-I-A, B-I-A-D.
It's not. There's no H, I don't think. Biadasz. It's like there's a Z. B-I-A-D.
I C Z no ice. Fine. B-I-A-D-I-C-Z.
That is incorrect. I'm sorry. Biadasz is B-I-A-D-A-S-Z.
A-S-Z.
You weren't that far off.
Yeah.
Also known as Tyler Badass.
Or Biadasz.
Now, Dave, you have
as
a chance
Norm
to tie.
As Norm called him, not us.
You have a chance to tie.
Okay.
With the made-up word that's ticket-centric. Skeet a little bit. How do you spell skeet a little bit? We have an audio example, and I think Killer could also use it in a sentence if you need it.
Killer, please use this in a sentence.
Blake Jones skeet a little bit over the weekend.
Man, the little bit part is going to be hard. Because I don't know.
I think the E is tough,
yeah,
too.
Okay. Skeet a little bit. S-K-I-E-D-A-L-I-T-T-L-E-B-I-T.
Very good, Dave.
Wow.
Very good.
I wasn't sure if it was going to be...
Skeet a little bit.
L-I-L.
I was thinking S-K-I-I.
Skeet a little bit.
Skeet a little bit.
Some people do I-I, but actually skeet is S-K-I-E-D.
Some people do I.
Yes.
There's no... Okay.
All right. The next
tied up at two.
Tied up at two. Our next word, also a ticket made-up word, but I want a proper spelling.
Yeah, according, which there isn't.
According to me.
Okay.
It's my verbal stammer with Rick Carlisle. Now I wanna na na.
I love it. I would like Killer to use that in a sentence, obviously.
Now I wanna na na what's going on next.
Okay.
Can we have the audio helper,
yeah,
too?
Yeah, we need an audio helper.
I just need further clarification.
One more time?
And actually, the definition is a sudden reaction to a one-word answer from a cantankerous NBA head coach after a lengthy Sturm-esque question about a rotation bench guard circa 2010.
Can I hear it one more time?
Okay,
I think I got it. It's traditional spelling, you said?
Yes.
N-O-W-I-U-H-N-A-W-A-N-A-N-A.
Bang!
Are you... kidding me.
Did you really have that written like that?
Close enough.
Rigged. Again. Just like the cameo bit.
Oh, that's
all right,
funny.
Let's see if...
Bingo.
Let's see if Davey can tie it up with the word... English word, exceed.
Oh.
The word is exceed.
Is this for a tie?
This is to tie it
up. Like this is the end?
No.
Oh, okay. Exceed. E... X-C-E-E-D.
Oh, yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
And our sentence example, if you want it, the elite breakfast program, Hot Push, won over the hearts and minds of the P1s. They continue to exceed all dry dock expectations. Dallas now clamors for them to be a full-time Tier 1 weekday show.
What, was that from Ed Bark's column?
Yes, that's exactly what Ed Bark said. All right, we're now tied up at 3, and since we're up against it, our final word to you, Mikey.
Okay.
Because Dave Lade went first. You have a chance to win it here. You're the home team.
Yep.
The word is ketchup. A word we've said quite a bit here over the past 2 weeks during our dry
dock run. Sentence, please.
Yes. Killer, what's the sentence?
The new Olympic sport, ketchup.
Playing ketchup. Definition?
A seasoned pureed condiment usually made from tomatoes.
Okay. Any audio help?
I love ketchup.
Okay.
Hey, we have Grego. He loves ketchup.
Now, this is controversial because which spelling are you going with?
Yes.
I believe it's the Euro, but I'm going to go with the C-A-T-S-U-P. Ketchup.
No.
What are you talking about?
We're still tied at three because the proper spelling, and you're right, there are...
Can I spell it for the steal?
For the win? Yes. Yeah. Go for it, Dave. You've bent the rules enough, Mikey.
Yeah, okay.
K-E-T-C-H-U-P.
And that is correct. And Dave Wayne... As the confetti falls from the heavens.
In the face!
Dave Lane hoists the trophy for the first ever hot push.
He's now he's dribbling basketballs. No, don't use that. He doesn't have that.
Congratulations, Dave, as we killed a segment.
I finally won something in my life.
The emergency break of the week.